USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday. The ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.